This is TechCrunch.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's not uncommon for people to screenshot dating profiles and send them to their friends and loved ones, either to get feedback or to let them know who they're seeing that weekend. Now, Tinder users can share their date plans directly from the app thanks to a new feature called Share My Date. Tinder announced Monday that users will now be able to send a link that includes details about the upcoming date, including the match's name, meeting location, date, and time. There's also an option to type a note at the bottom. Links can be sent up to 30 days prior to the day of the date and are editable, so users can update the details whenever they want. Share My Date links are viewable for every recipient, including non-Tinder users. Friends with a Tinder account can view the match's full profile, but they can't interact with it, including messaging the match. Non-users see a limited version of the profile in their browser, only being able to see the match's photos, name, and age, a Tinder spokesperson explained to TechCrunch. Like Tinder's Matchmaker feature, which lets users' friends suggest potential matches, the Share My Date link expires after a certain period. This is to discourage people from sharing on social media, the spokesperson told us. The new feature was inspired by Tinder user data. 51% of singles under 30 let their friends know the details of their dates beforehand. At Tinder, we continue to release new features that aim to create a fun, safe, and respectful experience for all, Tinder CMO Melissa Hobley said in a statement. Discussing plans with friends and family is a time-honored dating ritual. Share My Date streamlines this basic info sharing so singles can jump right to the exciting part, from figuring out what to wear to prepping conversation topics. In the coming months, the new feature will roll out across the US, UK, Australia, Canada, France, Spain, Italy, Netherlands, India, Germany, Ireland, Japan, Brazil, Singapore, Switzerland, Mexico, Korea, Vietnam, and Thailand. The launch of Share My Date comes at a time when dating apps are experiencing slow growth. As of last January, there were only about 12.7 million installs in the U.S., growth of 2.38% compared to the almost 16% growth in the year prior. In the fourth quarter of 2023, Tinder's total number of paying customers dropped by 8% year-over-year to 10 million. Parent company Match Group, which owns Tinder, Match, Hinge, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, and others, is set to report its Q1 2024 earnings on Wednesday, May 8th. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.